Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin posted an ultrasound photo online as an April Fool's prank yesterday. Yesterday, Bieber shared the photo of an ultrasound on Instagram, which led many people to believe the couple were expecting their first child. A few minutes after posting the photo, Hailey commented, "Very funny." But a short time later, Bieber posted a photo of Baldwin surrounded by doctors touching her stomach and was like, "You thought it was April Fool's." So then people were like, "Wait.
Dang, he's really like putting layers into this."
Yeah. So then he shared a photo of an ultrasound with a puppy photoshopped in. And now, of course,
he's a puppy.
Well, no. Well, I don't know about that, but he's facing criticism for faking the pregnancy.
I saw that yesterday. They're saying the one thing you should not do on April Fool's Day is to post a pregnancy test saying, just kidding, because so many people are struggling with fertility.
Yep.
I guess I get that. I mean, you can't make everybody happy. I mean, if I was personally going through it, I'm sure I'd be a little more sensitive to it. But I don't know. An April Fool's joke's a joke. I don't care.
I feel like it's... I agree with the being sensitive to people going through fertility issues. I understand that. But also, I feel like just joking that you're pregnant is just boring. Like, I just feel like it's boring. Like, it's overdone. Like, it's not that creative or unique.
We should tease that you're pregnant because people will be like, well, how the hell did that happen? That's what we're going to do next year.
Jeopardy is now searching for a new host following Alex Trebek's cancer diagnosis. Sources say Trebek is 78 years old and the show is already talking about a replacement host when he retired. But now that he's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, the sources say the search has been accelerated. Is that fair or are they being insensitive to him? Because he's very hopeful that he's going to be able to beat this.
I don't even want to say it. The point is, it will be a miracle. Like, he will be touched by God if he... To have what he has, Alex, is one of the hardest cancers to come out of.
Yeah.
It's like the least, like one of the lowest survival rates. But I mean, too, he's 78 years old. The guy could drop dead tomorrow anyways, just in general. That's getting up there.
That's a good point.
I think, for Jeopardy, I think the show ends.
Okay. A Florida man who broke into Taylor Swift's New York apartment last month will face up to 2 to 4 years in prison. Roger Alvarado was arrested on March 7th after using a ladder to climb onto the terrace of her apartment, and he smashed through a glass door with a concrete block. The break-in was the third time the guy had forced his way into her house. He was also arrested in April of 2018 for breaking into her apartment, using her shower and napping in her bed. The man has admitted that he's not a super fan of the singer, and he has not revealed why he's so obsessed with her. He's now been charged with stalking, burglary, and felony criminal contempt for violating an order of protection.
He must be a Katy Perry fan.
Yeah, maybe he is.
I'm here for Katy.
Kourtney Kardashian was on Jimmy Kimmel Live with her sisters last night and talked about trying different names for her baby after he was born.
I did a week the last time.
A full week of no name.
I would try out a different name on different days. The whole day. One day, Rain, his name was Preston for one full day.
And how do you know if it's working or not?
I was like, I know in my soul his name is Rain, and Scott didn't believe me. Oh, and I was like, no, I know his name is Rain. And he's like, his name is Preston. So I was like, fine, let's call him Preston for a day. And it didn't work out.
And that was it.
I wonder if I would do that. Like, you know, a couple of days, try this one, try that one.
It gives me anxiety when people don't have a name picked out until way after the baby's born.
Wait, you're saying when you get pregnant one day, you're going to want to have a name figured out in advance?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, before the baby comes out, yeah, I think you've got 9 months to figure it out. Like, it drives me nuts when people are just, like, waiting around for a couple weeks after the baby's born. They're like, well, we're still deciding. I'm like, come on, you've had 9 months.
I'm just going to do the Bird Box thing. I'm like, your name is boy.
There you go.
Your
that
name
works.
Is girl.
A suspect coming up in less than an hour has been named in the death of Nipsey Hussle.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we had a cool thing we got to do yesterday, the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies, where we get to go to different schools and we read the classes, and that was cool, but the direct message that we got afterwards for that is something cool I wanted to kind of share, not just to brag, but just to hopefully inspire you to do something cool. That's coming up in about 6 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.